The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
It is so much a part of our human nature. No, it is. It is so much a part of our human nature to blame somebody else. I don't know how many of you remember the family circus. We don't get the daily newspaper anymore. We don't get the Sunday paper anymore. So I don't read the comics. I should not admit this, but this is one of the reasons why we used to get the Sunday paper. I love the comics. I always did. Grew up reading the comics. I've always loved the comics. And Family Circus. I have no idea whether they're still going or not. I'm sure somebody will tell me on Facebook or whatever whether it's still around or not. But I remember in Family Circus, the cartoon strip, there was always this little character called Not Me. Remember that? There was milk spilled. There was dirt on the floor. There was a window broken, and the mother would come in and said, "Who did this?" And everybody said, "Not me, not me, not me." And there was this little ghost-like figure over in the corner called Not Me. Well, that's our human nature. It is. But it is particularly pardon me. It is particularly, I'm so glad I don't have to talk for a living. It is particularly relative or applicable to the left. When you can't figure something out and you have no idea what in the world you're doing, just find somebody to blame. It's like, and this is not what I want to talk about, but it's like this whole border crisis thing. The line from the current presidential administration is, "It's not me, not me. It was the previous administration." Well, none of these things happened under that administration. Well, but it's not me. Got a new editorial today from our friends at Sojo Mail, the Sojourners. Yes, the voice of the social justice movement in America. And again, I encourage you, if you want to know what the loony left is doing theologically, subscribe to Sojo Mail at sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net, Sojourners, sojo.net. And once you sign up, your inbox will be inundated with all kinds of stuff from folks at Sojourners. Well, today, the latest editorial is by somebody named Adam Russell Taylor. It's not by Jim Wallace, and I have, well, let me look to the Reverend Adam Russell Taylor is president. Oh, I should have known this. He's president of Sojourners and the author of Mobilizing Hope, Faith-Inspired Activism for a Post-Civil Rights Generation. He's the president. I knew Jim Wallace was president emeritus or something. Anyway, brand new editorial from Sojourner. The headline: it's time to rethink American churches. And it begins by saying, "I believe the church is a critical and indispensable, though not exclusive, vehicle for sharing the good news and advancing God's beloved community here on earth. But last week, Gallup caused a stir when it released new research showing Americans' membership in houses of worship fell below 50% for the first time in 80 years. You remember you and I talked about this. This is new Gallup poll. It is historic. First time ever that House membership in any religious organization fell below 50%. According to Gallup's data, in 2020, only 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or a mosque, down from 50% in 2018, blah, 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 blah. So, Sojourners Now is going to examine, dissect, and diagnose the problem. They are going to tell us why churches are declining, membership is declining, why there are fewer people that are members in churches than ever before. Now, the obvious answer is the liberal left. And why do I say it's obvious? Because if you look at all of the religious organizations in America, if you put them all together, the religious organizations in America that have lost the most number of members, churches, and finances are mainline Protestant churches. Okay? That's fact. Let me repeat that. If you take all of the religious organizations in America and look at who has declined the most and the most rapidly in all of America, it is indisputable. Liberal, mainline, Protestant denominations. So that would be the likely answer. But remember, Sojourners is from the left. They are from those mainline liberal Protestant denominational churches. So they are not about to say, folks, it's time to admit we're the problem. Oh, no, 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 no. He says this. Despite the data's limitations, if you care deeply about sharing the good news of Christ and take the Great Commission's call to go and make disciples seriously as I do, these trends are both disconcerting and heartbreaking. But instead of feeling hopeless, those of us in the church can see this as an essential wake-up call, recognizing this urgent opportunity to renew the church and redefine how it is perceived. Now get this. Who do they turn to? Where do they go to find the answer? Who do they turn to diagnose this problem in America? Well, let me tell you, very next paragraph. In reaction to Gallup's findings, David Campbell, a professor at Notre Dame University, said that the decline, you ready for this? The decline in church membership, I'm quoting, was an allergic reaction to the religious right. And the perception that many American religions are hostile to LGBTQ rights. There you have it, folks. You are the problem. You are the reason. No, 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 no. It's not the liberal left. No, 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 no. It's the right. It's conservatives. Because they will not twist, turn, pervert, and compromise scripture and accept LGBTQ plus as God's plan. You, my friend, those of you who still adhere to Bible teaching, you are the problem. I find that absolutely astounding. Now, there has been a decline across the board. In fact, Southern Baptists have shown a decline now for 3 or 4 years in a row. Small decline, but a decline nonetheless. It's not even close to the decline in the liberal left, but it's still a decline. But I would present to you that if we are the problem, the religious right, the conservatives, the Bible believers, the evangelicals, if we were the problem, you would think then that we would be showing the largest, most rapid decline in membership. And that is not the case. It is not the case. So, the Sojourners wants us to rethink church. And I will summarize it for you. Quit trying to stick to all that Bible stuff, all of that doctrine stuff, all of that theology stuff. No. Compromise more. Become more relevant to culture. Yeah, the mainline Protestant denominations have been trying that for about 60 years. How has that worked? Yeah, not real well. Not real well. It's time to rethink American churches. Wow.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Now, if you were listening before the break, now don't you feel guilty? If you are a evangelical, conservative, a person that actually believes what God says about marriage, family, gender, sexuality, you are the problem. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how the liberal left sleeps at night. I don't know how they write such outrageous things. Here is this guy representing the Sojourners, which is far left. When you just look at the statistics, all right, yes, people who are members of religious organizations are continuing to decline in America, but the decline is not being led by the religious right. The decline is being led by the liberal left. And that is, I mean, that's indisputable. So what this guy is saying is that if the religious right would just drop what they believe about the LGBTQ community, and by the way, what do we believe about the LGBTQ community? What do we believe? Here's what we believe. We believe that all are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We believe that all sinners are in need of repentance and regeneration. We believe that all sinners, gay, straight, all sinners are loved by God, and that Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for them, get this, to set them free from their sin, not to leave them in their sin. Does God love adulterers? Yeah, he does. But he certainly does not condone their adultery, and he wants them to repent of that. Does God love drunks and alcoholics? Yeah, he does. Did Jesus die for them? Yeah. And he desires to set them free. Does God love LGBTQ plus? Yes. And he desires to set them free from a lifestyle that is contrary to his purposes. Now, it is true that sometimes we in the evangelical community separate out lesbians, homosexuals, same sex, and all that. It is true that sometimes we separate them out as that they are the greatest sin in our culture and our society, and that's not true. But it is also true that we cannot change God's word in order to please people. Can't do that. So the implication of this Sojourner's editorial is, if the religious right would just accept the lifestyle of the LGBTQ plus community, we could probably turn this thing around. Here's the only problem. The liberal left has been doing that for years. The liberal left has been saying to the LGBTQ community, we have no problem with your lifestyle at all, and God doesn't have a problem with it either. God doesn't want you to change. We will accept you just as you are. And in fact, we will not not only will we not ask you to change, we will exalt your lifestyle. We will rejoice in your lifestyle. And not only that, we will honor your lifestyle. In fact, in many cases, we will honor your lifestyle over the heterosexual man-woman unions. Okay, that is what this guy at Sojourners wants the religious right to do. And he implies if we would do that, then we could rethink churches and we could turn around the decline. Now again, if you have even an ounce of common sense, you would look at the denominations that have done that, which is every mainline Protestant denomination. How has that impacted them? It has hastened their decline. It's hastened their decline. But it is an opportunity for the liberal left theologically to refuse to take responsibility, to continue rejecting God and his word and God's plan for marriage, family, gender, sexuality. It is an opportunity for them to completely escape any responsibility whatsoever and to blame it on somebody else. And there you have the mindset of the liberal left, whether it's politically or theologically. Just find somebody else to blame. That's the way. Now, folks, listen. If you're in a good Bible-believing church, you stay there. Support your church. Pray for your church. And reach all kinds of people with the gospel.